Proclamation number 3411 of 19th of January, 1945. Divine Commandments, Guidelines. By virtue of the guidelines given to the human being through the divine commandments, he can also exercise spiritual control over his thoughts, words and actions at any time. And this is necessary if he wants to constantly progress in his development, for he can very easily fall into the error of becoming sluggish and neglecting the work on his soul as soon as he believes to live in accordance with God's will. Then there is always the danger of stagnation, which he can very easily avert as soon as he exercises strict self-criticism and accounts for every thought, every word and every deed as to whether they are good, i.e., whether they correspond to God's commandments, who only demands love. For God's adversary does not rest, he seeks to gain influence over the soul, over the human being's will, until the last hour. And therefore the human being is never out of danger of falling prey to him if he is not mindful and always takes God's commandments as a guideline for his way of life. Self-knowledge is the first thing a person needs if he wants to change from the bottom of his soul, for he will only strive for an improvement, a change for the better, if he discovers deficiencies in himself. In all humility he should ask God for the grace of self-knowledge. He should often hold up the mirror of his soul to himself and fight against everything impure. He should practice gentleness, peaceableness, patience and mercy. He should serve with love and be of an humble spirit. Then he will also receive the strength to recognize his faults and correct them. For the human being cannot do anything without God's support. His will and strength are too weak if they are not strengthened by divine love. Yet the human being should muster the will to make himself worthy of divine strength of love. And thus he should work on himself and constantly think about his faults and weaknesses. Only then will he be able to get rid of them, because with good will he will also receive the strength to fight against them. The divine commandments only demand love, and therefore it is easy to check how far one's thinking, speaking and acting corresponds to love of God and neighbor. And if this standard is applied, the human being will exercise strict criticism of himself. He will not be negligent in his soul's work. He will wrestle and pray and thereby also gain possession of grace. He will unite with God ever more intimately through his prayer, and he will mature in his soul. For then he will live his earthly life consciously. He will try to shape himself according to God's will. He takes God's commandments as a guideline and thus acts according to his word. And he will never ever remain at a standstill but travel the constant path of ascent until he reaches the aim, the union with God, which can only be achieved if the human being changes to love, if he aligns himself with the nature of eternal love, which is supremely perfect, and if he thus strives to become perfect. Amen.